This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Senior Trump administration officials met Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers, but there was no breakthrough in a deadlock over a proposed border wall and a two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement released Saturday that the senseless uncertainty and chaos of the Trump shutdown must end now. Her statement said next week Democrats would begin passing individual appropriations bills to reopen all government agencies, including the IRS, so Americans could get their tax refunds on time. President Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Congressional Democrats have said they will not provide the money for the wall, calling it foolish and wasteful. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible presidential bid with a speaking and listening tour through the important state for 2020 candidates. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Senator Warren talked about her plans for the country, which include investing in education, health care, and housing.
We should dream big, fight hard, and take back our country.
But the first audience question was about Warren's DNA test and President Trump.
I can't stop Donald Trump from what he's going to do.
Then she pivoted back to her message.
What 2020 is going to be about is not about my family. It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field.
Senator Warren's swing through Iowa continues through the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Congo's Election Commission says that plans to announce the winner of the country's presidential election cannot go ahead as scheduled on Sunday. Corneille Nangaa said that the commission has received fewer than half of the vote tally sheets as of Saturday. He said it was not clear when the results would be ready to announce. An Electoral Commission spokesman said the commission would hold a meeting Sunday to decide when the results will be made public. The delay is the latest in a series of setbacks in the poll to pick a successor to President Joseph Kabila, who has ruled the country since his father was assassinated in 2001. The December 30th vote could mark the first time that the DRC has made a democratic transition of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. French security forces fired tear gas and flashbang ammunition at protesters during a march through the center of Paris on Saturday. Several thousand supporters of the Yellow Vest movement kept up pressure on President Emmanuel Macron with the first action of 2019. Smoke and tear gas wafted above the Orsay Museum and the Gold Dome of the French Academy as riot police moved front and center when protesters deviated from an officially approved path. The massive demonstrations began November 17th due to mounting dissatisfaction about fuel tax hikes and the high cost of living, as well as President Macron's leadership. Since then, the French chief executive has abandoned the fuel tax plan, announced extra cash for minimum wage workers, and promised tax cuts for struggling pensioners in an attempt to halt the ongoing protests. A top official at the Pentagon, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, has resigned just days after his former boss, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, left the Defense Department. In a statement Saturday, Sweeney, the chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense, said it was an honor to serve again alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense. Former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, for whom Sweeney served, announced his resignation in December and left his post earlier this month. The UN envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, arrived in the capital Sana'a Saturday for talks with government and rebel leaders as international efforts aimed at ending the country's civil war continued. Griffiths met with leaders of the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. He will go to Saudi Arabia to consult with Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi in Riyadh. Meanwhile, security officials say that Yemen's Shiite rebels and government forces shelled each other in areas around the port city of Hodeidah. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.